morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. If this is the first time listening, wow, great. Great to have you. We think we have a broadcast worth your time, and we know time is precious, especially these days. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Yeah, great broadcast. Ed McCabe's on hold. He's going to be joining us in just a second. Joseph Meyer's going to come on. Usually when Joseph comes on, it's, for 15 minutes or 30 minutes at the most. We're going to do an hour because last time we talked, I mean, we can go into a lot of these different directions. You may have questions for him. I don't know. I get a lot of emails. Maybe people are afraid to call in and ask them. I don't know. Or maybe they're listening delayed or what have you. That's a lot of our audience does that. So that's probably what's going on. But now's your chance. Joseph's going to be here. You can ask him whatever. There's no dumb question, just dumb answers or just dumb people, I guess, in Portland rioting. but ask anything that you want. But we'll be able to get into some of these topics a little more deep, and they are very important. So he'll be here. Ed's here. And, of course, Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun, as always.
Morning. Another great day in America, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. And across the world, wherever you are. Let's get to a couple of news stories before we bring on Ed. We mentioned it yesterday, I think, or maybe the day. I don't know. Time goes so quick. This is in Hawaii. We've talked about, from the beginning of this COVID stuff, you remember what I told you, my contacts told me from the very beginning. I told you, one of the first ones out there to tell you, this is going to be incrementalization. It's going to start, it's going to let up a little bit in the summer, and then in the fall it's going to come back, and it's going to incrementalize your control and restriction on your life. That's what I told you.
That's right.
Pretty much exactly what's happened. Pretty much.
Absolutely.
Exactly how it's gone. Hawaii mandates, quote, safe travels coronavirus screening for travelers. Travelers flying into Hawaii will now be subject to a mandatory health screening. The Aloha State on this morning will roll out a digital safe travels application that collects health and travel information during COVID-19 required by all travelers. The multi-step screening will include temperature checks and for individuals with symptoms or temperatures of 100.4 or above. I am pleased to launch this digital app, which will allow our travelers to provide the required health and travel information before they arrive at the airport, the governor said. Governor, I don't want to justify his name. I'm just sick of these people. It will also help us keep in contact with those who are required to be in quarantine. Basically, this is contact tracing. Well, this is an important step in preparing to reopen our important step for who? For the New World Order.
Exactly.
Okay, there's a lot of things going on here. The Constitution guarantees the Fourth Amendment to be secure in your person's papers and effects against unreasonable search and seizures. This is an unreasonable search to assume that, we have to search everybody to see if you have a temperature.
Yeah.
This is unreasonable.
It's insane.
Now, if you were coughing and sick and look like you're about to pass out, you could maybe make the argument, let's check you.
Yeah.
And that's a maybe.
That's a maybe with a big question mark.
And that's a maybe. Maybe. You could constitutionally. Maybe.
Maybe.
For them to say that this information is required is a lie. Required by who? I guess that's not a lie. Required by them. By the state. Again, the state separating from the Constitution. Separating from the Bill of Rights. The Commerce Clause and the Union of States, known as the Federation of States, known as the Constitution, mandates that we can travel state to state. We can run commerce straight state to state.
That's right.
They cannot put up a border.
Nope.
And not allow you in unless there was, there would have to be such an emergency to do it. I don't even know what it would be.
Rioting across this.
I mean, that would,
state,
yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe
anarchy?
Maybe a horde coming across
the
border.
Thing I can think of. For some stupid invisible virus that doesn't exist.
Right, we're whatever. We've already gotten into that. It's really insignificant. It really doesn't matter. Remember, our enemy nowadays, it doesn't matter who you think the enemy is. The enemy is anybody who's violating the Bill of Rights.
Right.
This is the law.
It is the law.
This is our inheritance. This is our birthright. And these pieces of trash think that they can throw it in the garbage to further their aim and their objectives. They've said over and over again, the lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation, the WHO, all these people in their closed meetings that they think you don't pay attention to, have said this is a great opportunity for us to further our objectives.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what are their objectives? To erase the Bill of Rights, yep. to erase the Declaration of Independence, and turn you into cattle and control you like cattle. Just like cattle, when they're going through the cattle, little, I don't know what's called, cattle prod. You use a cattle prod, but you get them through the little, I don't know, whatever. Yep. If you're into cows, you know what I'm talking about. You gotta, you herd them in through these little gates.
Yep.
And so you gotta check them as they go through the gates. Well, that's what they're trying to do to you. This is against the law for them to try to force you. This is against law. For them to stop you, that now you talk about with the president's powers. Okay, this is within the president's powers to make a call to this governor. Say, if you stop one person from landing in your great state, and stopping commerce, then I will be down there to arrest you.
Or somebody
will be down there to arrest you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You will not stop commerce between these states and traveling between these states for this nonsense.
I agree.
That is within the president's powers, in my opinion. It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Anyway, is there a couple of other stories real quick? Then let's get to Ed.
California makes it illegal for students to skip anti-racism training. Two or more universities in the U.S. are demanding that the students enroll in race or ethnic courses from the governor of California signed a mandate for the classes into law.
Okay, now, you know already, we've talked about this, Rebecca Friedrich's on, we've talked about this quite a bit. California has made it quote-unquote law. It's not a state statute. They've made it state statute with their Department of Education that children, four-year-olds, are taught that they don't have a gender, mommy and daddy just lied to you, and 10-year-olds run condom relay races, right? That is California, quote-unquote, state law. California state law. Now they're going further and saying it is, quote-unquote, state law that children now listen to this propaganda arm.
Mandated.
Yep. There is a new UN video that has been produced. The words to this song, it's for the Islanders. It's for the Pacific Islanders, talking about one nation and what we need to do for COVID and all this. They have a transvestite. I didn't even think this was real. Did you see this?
I'm with you, yeah.
I didn't even think this was... It is so over the top and like, what the... I didn't even think it was real. I didn't even write a report. I think this is like some joke.
Yeah,
you know?
Somebody put it up.
I didn't even think this was real.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. There is a video produced by the United Nations. It's hosted to go into Pacific Islanders to get to kind of con them, to get them into this. They're all doing their Maori dance and singing songs about COVID-19 has us locked down, the New World Order, behind closed doors. This is the words to the songs they're singing.
I know.
And the transvestite is like, I kid you not.
And unfortunately, I think they're going to fall for it over there. That's the sad part about it.
Do you know who they got introducing the idea and the concept?
No.
Prince Charles. I kid you not.
It fits right in.
I kid you not. Prince Philip's son, who Prince Philip wanted to come back as a virus.
He did.
And killed about three quarters of the population.
That was his dream, coming back as a virus after he passed.
Charles gets on there and talks about this is the ravaging effects of climate change in the world, and this is what happens when you don't pay attention. I'm just like, somebody please put him out of our misery.
Well,
please.
You know, according to Al Gore, you know, all
the... Oh, Al Gore was on their video, too.
Yeah, I saw him, too. All the shores would be gone in America, you know?
Yeah, then he bought a house.
$4 million.
Then he bought a house on the beach.
On the beach, right after that movie came out. What is it? What was that?
The Inconvenient Truth.
Inconvenient Truth. He goes all over the world spouting it, saying, you know, the
shores are about to be erased. Flooded.
Yeah,
it'll be erased. Any day now.
Yeah, and he goes buys a $4 million house on the shore.
Right on the beach.
Right on the beach. So
that makes sense, right?
Yeah, that tells you how much that movie was.
Anyway, so
it's garbage.
Now, out of Iowa, if you think this is just California, we have this attitude like this is just California,
the crazy west,
right? It's not anymore. Okay, story about Iowa.
Iowa University instructors issue warning that not supporting BLM is grounds for dismissal.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, and this is in Iowa.
Iowa's like the breadbasket of America.
This is Dan Gable.
Right. Iowa wrestling.
Yeah. Killer state. Dan Gable state, you know? He-Man out there wrestling like that.
Didn't he coach at university? Was it Iowa?
Yeah, Iowa.
Yeah, this is the university he coached at.
Yeah. Nine national champs in a row.
Right.
Dan Gable.
And so this is his university. If you don't support Black Lives Matter, which wants to destroy the nuclear family, wants to destroy heteronormativity, meaning it's normal to have a father and a mother and have children and men and women get together and be attracted to each other and all those things. Anyway, continue the story.
An Iowa University instructor had issued a warning to students if they expressed opinion that isn't in line with the support of Black Lives Matter protest or if it holds pro-life options. They could be dismissed from the institution.
Or pro-life
could be dismissed from the institution.
Now, where do they get the authority for you to have a pro-life opinion? They're going to fire you. What happened to religious beliefs? You're not fired. You can't be fired for your religious beliefs.
No.
So do you see where this is going? And it seemed for just in the 3-4 years that I've been doing the show without Joyce. I want you to think back 3-4 years and how quickly things have changed and how open this kind of stuff is. 20 years ago we said, shows like this, or Joyce said, the Fed is going to just print money. They're going to come after Christians. They're going to, do you see, okay, here we are last week, or was it week four? I don't know. They go so fast. The Fed said, yes, we're going to print money.
and a lot of it.
And we're going to ride this car till it runs out of gas and the engine seizes up.
Yeah, beat this horse till it drops.
That's it. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. And if inflation goes over 2%, well, that's fine. Well, everybody knows. Everybody goes to the grocery store and they got two brain cells, knows that that's the case.
Yeah, absolutely. Just look at the cookie. What are they?
The cookie aisle?
What do you mean? The cookie aisle.
A pack of cookies?
A pack of cookies. That's what it is. A pack of cookies. They're half the size.
Same price.
And same price. And if you buy the family size, that used to be
the regular size.
That was the regular size about 5 years ago. Is now the family size.
We are under a curse in this country for so many things, but you individually, people listening to the show, you don't need to be under a curse.
Nope.
And you can see, read Deuteronomy 28, and you can see the curse. If people are not religious or don't know, they say, "Wow, that's weird." Okay, I don't want to hear about curse. What are we under then? I mean, how do you explain it? We've fallen for so much nonsense. When you say, okay, I know we got Ed. Maybe we should bring Ed on, Ed would want to get in on this.
Ed's good.
I want to tell the story about your brother-in-law, my other uncle.
Yeah, do it.
That, at school, substituted at school. Let's bring good old Ed on. Of course, Ed, known as Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, is a best-selling author and writer in the innovative health area. He's lectured worldwide. He's helped many, many people. He has great products, OxyLift, OxySulfur, that we'll talk about, oxygenating the body. His experiences and his dedication to this is legendary. It's a pleasure to have him on. Ed, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Sounds like
you're
having
a
good time.
Have you been listening to this conversation? Before we get into oxygen, have you been listening to this conversation? Has anything struck you? Is there anything you want to comment on before I tell this other story?
Well, the main point of all of this is twofold. Number one is they're trying to take away your free will choice. And the forces of darkness have incited their minions after planning and building organizational structures where they can fund all this. Like if you go look at, I saw a Twitter photograph yesterday, and it was just like 20 huge buses, and they said on the side of a Black Lives Matter. Now somebody's paying for all those buses. And what they're doing is they're busing people in to places like Portland and Kenosha. They're paying people, and people that have actually come forward and said, well, I was one of the organizers, and what I did was get paid very handsomely to set up this organization where we would bus people in. And so it's all paid for by money. And so there is powerful money interests that have put themselves up as deciding what they want is worth more than everybody else. And so you have all these organizations. Every chance they get, they say, oh, somebody killed somebody. You got to donate. And it sounds innocent what they're donating to get all this money. But then you look behind who's behind the people getting the money, and it's always the Democratic Party. It's always Black Lives Matter. It's all these financial groups that have set themselves up to have all the money funneled to them. So when the rioters show up in their air-conditioned buses at some place like Portland, Kenosha, whatever, they find that although there's no construction anywhere, there's pallets of broken rocks pre-staged where they're going to have their riot. So people would have things to throw. Now, who bought that? Who trucked that in? Who paid for the buses? That's what nobody's talking about. You don't see this on the mainstream.
Let's get back to that in a second, but let me tell you the story. Because that, for me, this is me, this is my own personal opinion. To me, that's not what I'm most worried about. I'm not most worried about the Black Lives Matter. This is actually going to backfire on them. To me, it's starting to in these communities. I think that, you're seeing, you know, even that Rittenhouser who's, you know, fighting back, I think that's going to end up making them, it's going to end up hurting the BLM more than it is anybody else. That's my opinion, but whatever. The thing that worries me the most and has worried me is these schools. And I'll tell you the story about my other uncle. He substitutes sometimes in a local school. This is a small town he lives in. And he went to the school and he substituted, and I can't even remember what the class was, but they're watching, the school has them watching these cartoons that are produced for the school, educational cartoons. And in the cartoons, it is all about climate change and the environment, and you got to stop people from hurting the environment because this is destroying our life and we have to save this tree and all this. I know this from what I can tell. America, to any degree, we're starting to, probably this COVID thing probably lets people realize what their children are actually learning. Like, wait a minute, what is this? America doesn't understand what it means to send your child unaccompanied, undefensible, to send them to school and to just open their mind to what they're teaching. They think it's reading, writing, and arithmetic and sports and it's social and it's this and that. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is an indoctrination center, plain and simple. We're seeing the results in all these young people that are doing it. They're a step away or a step over of being a socialist to such a degree. How many people do we get emails from? How many people out there, parents out there, they can't recognize their child when they come back from college? Like, I didn't raise them to be this way. No, you didn't. You think that you have more influence than sending them to school 9 hours a day or whatever in the culture or immersing them in this culture. It is a culture of death. It is a culture of evolution, of godless, of secular humanism. They teach a religion. It's called secular humanism in government school. They teach a religion in school called secular humanism. And your children are indoctrinated from kindergarten to 12th grade, excuse me, and then it really accelerates in college. Because now they're all ready, and in college they can go anywhere.
Anywhere.
And we think that this is legitimate. We think that this is how they grow up. This is important. We sacrifice, we mortgage our home to send our children to these places where their minds, their souls, their future, your posterity is eroded and possibly destroyed. I cannot say this more plain. I cannot say it with more force. If yelling, I don't know if me going out here and standing on my head for an hour would make a difference, I would. I don't know what to say. They are training and manipulating your children. They've done all the research. Charlotte Isherby has done all the research, all the documents, exactly what they want your children. You think school is innocent and it doesn't matter and we can just go on and everything will be fine. We have cursed our nation because we have led our children and turned them over to these secular humanists that want to turn them into cattle and take away their divinity and to control them, manipulate them, and take their free choice and these dark forces. That is what has happened. That is what public school is. And I don't want to hear some email. I apologize. I don't apologize. I'm trying to say what the word is. I get emails from, well, I'm a teacher and I really love you. I know you love the students. I know you work hard for the students. I know that your cousin is a teacher and she loves the students and she works. Your cousin she's the one that's got a gun figuratively held to her head by the unions and the Department of Education that's forcing them to teach this crap. In California now, the teachers, they are either going to teach this gender crap. We've had Rebecca Friedrichs on. She's told you, ladies and gentlemen. The teacher is either going to teach this, it's either going to run the condom relay races to the 10-year-olds, or they'll get somebody else in there who will. Do you understand? So at what point is it our responsibility? At what point are we going to look in the mirror and we going to see this? I mean, Hawaii is already... they're not talking about running safety checks at the airport. They're talking about running safety checks on the highway, stopping cars, and running a test on the highway, ladies and gentlemen. And do you know why they're so compliant? Because children have went to 12 years of school where they have taught them to be slaves. They have taught them this. They've engineered them this. They don't even let them really read and study and understand the Declaration of Independence. Our inheritance, our birthright, has been pissed away because we have trusted these damn people in these state houses to educate and teach our children, just like Hitler said. Tell me I'm lying about anything I just said, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Ed McCabe on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
I went, got a drink of water, calmed down, you know, but my wife came down and wanted to say, so she was listening, and she said, you know, what's the quote by that preacher? It says, how can you expect to send your child 12 years or more to Caesar and him not come out, they not come out of Roman?
Yeah, that's a great quote. It's one absolutely true.
I mean, what do you expect?
What do you expect? Yeah.
Government schools, what they teach more than anything is government.
Mm-hmm. And to be good slaves.
That's what they teach. They teach government.
Yeah.
Anyway, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Great products like OxyLift and OxySulfur that we will talk about with Ed. Ed, you know, Ed didn't know this, but my uncle and I were huge admirers of her.
Years ago.
It's probably
25
been?
25 years? 30 years ago?
25 plus years. Almost 30. What year is it?
Who knows?
I don't know. Time goes.
We're in a time warp. I'm always in a time warp.
It's been a while. It's been 25. It's been 25 plus years that we knew Ed and knew of Ed's mm-hmm. work. I told the story several times. This was in Atlanta, home of the CDC. There was a newscast where they said there were 8 AIDS patients.
Yes.
On death's door.
I mean, a week or two to
days to live. Days, some of them. Yep. I mean, the worst of the worst, and they were going to run a trial on the 8 of them with ozone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back and said that 6 of the 8 were still alive and doing well. Four were doing really well. Yep. I think I don't remember exactly, but basically 3/4 of them exceeded the life expectations. 4 of them were doing super well, and 2 of them were doing much better.
Yeah.
2 of them died.
Yeah, 2 of them.
And that was the last
time
we heard anything about that.
And that's when we went out and got one of the machines, correct?
Yeah, we started to do research on that and that kind of stuff. And we found Ed's book and Ed and learned about Ed. And that was, tell us a little bit about that time and what was going on and your involvement and, what you saw firsthand.
Well, those were wild times. The actual PCR tests that they're now saying are indications of you getting COVID, they were just starting, just inching their way forward. So that when I went to the CDC, the NIH, and I met with Dr. Fauci, I was there because of a congressman, Berkeley Bedell, and Senator Tom Harkin. They forced them, because they were on the budget committee, they forced Fauci to have a meeting with our group. So we took all of these people that, doctors, people with AIDS, all the research I had done in Europe and all that. We brought it all to DC under our own dime. Most, we found out after going there, just, you know, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, that we're just going to help the country. We found out what a cesspool it really was. I mean, we had a Dr. Pittman and I, who had cured an AIDS patient, and he had AIDS, and he was getting rid of it himself with ozone. He and I went in to have a meeting with this guy who was the head of something, and he was like, what? It does what? You've got cures? You've got people that are getting well? You're getting rid of all the secondary diseases? This is amazing. This is amazing. Come back, come back tomorrow. I want to hear about this. So we showed up the next day. He was quiet as a mouse. Somebody got to him. He went to somebody and he said, this is amazing. They can cure AIDS. And he got slammed. So we knew that the fix was in. And you could only go so far. So we had this big meeting with Fauci there. We brought him all the cured AIDS patients. We gave him the doctors that one of the doctors was there. We told him about the other doctors that had like 23 cured people. Another had 12 cured people. And this is what no one knew about ozone therapy. And we're saying it's here. It's right here, right in front of you. We're just concerned citizens because it's spreading with sex. So everybody's going to have it. That's what they told us back then. And so here it is. So Fauci at the time, the little weasel he was, come to find out I was correct, but he just sat back in his chair after hearing all this, and he flashed an Illuminati triangle sign with his hands, and he said, quote, we see no reason to pursue this. And we were like, what? We're here giving you all this free information. We've proved it works. We've proved everybody, it's all true. We've got the witnesses. We've got the literature from Europe. They've been using it for 50 years. What's the matter? Well, we see no reason to pursue this. And so he shut it all down. Come to find out, fast forward here to 2020, the fix is in, obviously. I found out later that he was telling everybody that ozone therapy didn't work and it just makes things worse, which is the exact opposite of what we told him. But he told us at the time we had to get PCR tests and the Western blot and ELISA. They weren't enough. They weren't definitive enough. And so he just threw all this garbage in the way so we couldn't get anywhere. Now, fast forward to today. You have the ozone associations, the doctors going to the CDC, the NIH, and saying, ozone therapy, you know, it's working in Europe. You know, McCabe came here and told you this years ago. We have more studies now. We can prove everything he was telling you. And they ignore him. They just turn it away. They just hang up. They don't call back. They're not interested. So we find that very interesting in that they're looking for a cure for this minor thing called the flu. When we had the answer to AIDS back then, and we're doing our best to show them and prove it to them, we thought it was a level playing field. We thought we were looking, but it turns out they were just the opposite. They were stopping any innovation. They were stopping all this information I was getting out into the world, getting out in every place I was going with it. That ozone, active forms of oxygen, kill anaerobic diseases. Bacteria, virus, funguses, pathogens, whatever it is, because of the strong negative electrical charge, just like colloidal silver, you can take care of any anaerobic disease. And come to find out, all the diseases are anaerobes. And they are either completely anaerobes, or they have a portion of their life cycle that is anaerobic, so that they're vulnerable. So at any point in the life of these pathogens, if you flood the body with oxygen, which is the name of my book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, then what you're doing is you're preventing any of the anaerobes from growing. You're boosting the immune system, and come to find out, further studying that down the line, is that the immune system works because it makes singlet oxygen. It makes forms of oxygen. The lymphocytes create the white blood cells, and they kill, the way they kill disease is they glob onto a infectious bacteria, let's say, and they digest it. Well, how do they kill it? They kill it by squirting peroxide onto it. So your own body makes hydrogen peroxide. Your own body also makes ozone. Scripps University proved that the neutrophils in the human system, immune system, were creators of ozone. So nature has already got the way to get rid of all this stuff. Well, that's what all my products are all about, is how do we get that to people? And it turns out active oxygen in different forms, which is all the products we have, and minerals. Minerals is what the body is grown on. The body comes from minerals. If you look at a plant will grow, and you'll notice the soil level gets lower as the potted plant gets higher. That's because that dirt, minerals, was turned into the plant cells themselves. That's where the plant comes from. That's where we come from. We come from minerals. Our immune systems keep us healthy, but it's the minerals that actually create the things that create the immune system, that allow it to run. And so if you look at nature, you'll see that vitamin C is just a huge thing, and your body takes all the vitamin C you give it and turns it into active oxygen and these things we're talking about that just allow your immune system to work. Now, nobody has enough vitamin C. So what we do with our products is we try to take what's missing, all the minerals from the sea, all the minerals from the earth, and all the oxygen we're supposed to be getting in the air. If you go back into the Cretaceous era, you find that the oxygen level was much higher, perhaps up to 35%. Now, they tell us it's around 20 or so, but in many polluted areas, cities, whatever, maybe you're down to 17, 15. Life can't exist below 12 or so. So you've got to put the oxygen in to your body so that the minerals can be turned into your immune system. And the oxygen and minerals combine, and they will wipe out any disease. So the answer to the COVID and SARS and everything else is to surround the anaerobes with oxygen, because anaerobe means can't live in oxygen. So if you look at the bacteria, the virus, the fungus, the pathogens, all these, just SARS and flu and cancer and arthritis, it's all got to do with the proliferation of anaerobes in the human body because we don't have enough of nature in us. So then we're basically forced, if you want to be healthy, you're forced to buy a product range such as the ones that we came up with, which are improvements over what we don't have. So nature would take care of everything, but it can't. because of our lifestyles.
Well, let me interject. I mean, I say this all the time, is if you don't get the products in the Power Mall, where are you going to get them? Because you're not getting them from your food. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Talk about, we got OxyLift and the OxySulfur, the two of your products that we carry and we just love. Tell us a little bit about OxyLift, OxySulfur. How does this relate to everything you just told us?
Okay, well, the one improved, modernized version of an ancient remedy, we call that OxyLift. And it has to do with hydronium ions and getting the blood vessels and the veins and the arteries to clean themselves up, and the hydronium ions from the OxyLift are what enables that to happen, because at the very base level of chemistry, you find that these things clear us out. And then also in the OxyLift, we have the minerals. We have minerals from the plasma of the ocean, which is what our blood is basically the same as. So you have your ocean minerals. You also have your ancient seabeds, which are the basically the deserts of the world, used to be the seafloors. So you have these deep minerals that if you dig down like a couple miles, you get into these mother loads of all these fulvic and humic and other minerals naturally occurring, which is the rotted, decomposed, sea vegetation from these dried up inland seas like, Salt Lake, etc. So we took those basic minerals, which are unpolluted and fresh and pristine, and we add them to the hydronium ion mix. And then we take the minerals themselves. Now, these are the two things that life is based on. So when you go to look at all other supplements and other medicines and everything, nothing is like our products that you sell at the Power Mall, which are all based on oxygen and minerals. Now, I had to go into the actual formulation, et cetera, because nobody would do it right. Everybody was worried about money. How much is this little piece going to cost? What kind of this can we put it? You know, cheapening down the product piece by piece by piece, all the supplements and all the things people talk about are steps away from the basis of life itself, which is active forms of oxygen combined with pristine minerals from sea vegetation, which perfectly matches the pH and the chemistry of our blood when we're healthy. And we have to live life now by supplementation, because our food is bereft of minerals, our food is empty of nutrients, our food is processed, et cetera, et cetera. We can go through the litany of all the things that are wrong with our food. But that means that because our food is that way, because our air is so polluted, you know, like you go to L.A. and there's days where I had trouble when I was out there lecturing breathing, because I was like at a three-way intersection and the clouds of smog were there. The air was orange or green. And I've been there trying to give a health lecture, trying to tell people that what they need is to put nature back in their bodies. So we have mixed into OxyLift everything basically that is necessary for someone to have robust health. And we add mineral to the OxyLift. So the
OxyLift, how do people take it? I know it comes in a little bottle, it's a little liquid. So somebody's hearing this. What do they need to do? How much do they need to take? The whole, you know, how would you go about that?
Well, we found that it was such a powerful detoxifier. When you actually take nature's essences, oxygen and minerals, that's what it all comes down to. And you have those in a pure form and you give them, the body will start to detox. So we found out that we had to vary the supplement size, the serving size, the dosage of the supplement. Otherwise, someone who was really toxic would take the stuff and boom, 3 days, they couldn't go to work, etc. So we had to bring it down, and we finally discovered that on average, 7 drops 3 times a day for 30 days is what everybody needed.
In water or juice or any, can it be in any liquid or what? Or just
any liquid at all, whatever you're drinking. I knew a guy that was taking oxygen supplements in Australia by putting them in his beer. It's wild. But the only thing you have to watch out for is that it doesn't foam. If whatever liquid you're putting it into, one of the best ones is watermelon juice, by the way, or lemon. Both of those are very health beneficial. But if you put it in and it doesn't foam, you can take it, whatever it is. So we have this 1 ounce bottle, which is 30 days of 7 drops 3 times a day. We tell people to start out with 2 or 3 drops 3 times a day, and then increase to 3 or 4 drops 3 times a day, and then 5 or 6 drops, and then you get to 7 drops 3 times a day. And then as you do that, you can detox slow enough so that there's nothing holding you back from taking it. You can get the full benefit of it. So it takes like a week or so to wrap yourself up. And then you go to the full dose, which is the 7 drops 3 times a day. Now, I've had people call me up after I said, well, why don't you try the accident? Okay. So they would call me up, you know, I've got cancer. What am I going to do? I said, well, you could start with the Oxylift. And why don't you slowly work up again the same thing of add a couple drops a day, 3 times a day. And then when you get up to around 25 drops a day, you break it into 6 times a day. So you're spreading it out over the day. And if you've got some disease like cancer or something else, all that really is your body crying out for oxygen and minerals. What we don't have in our food, what we don't have in our air, what we don't have in our water, that's what the body is crying out for. We also found that oxysulfur, which is our other product, our other flagship product, what that does is that enables the body to make about 3 amino acids that the body can't make unless it has the sulfur. And so we've had all these people tell us Alzheimer's went away. We took the Oxylift and got up to 35 drops, 50 drops, 75 drops a day. These are really sick people. But they've slowly increased the serving size, so that they got the oxygen, they got the minerals that they needed, and then they got the sulfur that's missing. What we found is that when the New Deal came along in the 50s, the government paid everybody, of course, the New World Order, the drug companies. We didn't know it at the time. But they paid the farmers to not grow because they were managing how much do we want of this, how much do we want of that. But what was part of the bills, part of the law, was if you want our subsidy, which is how they do it, they offer you something, and if you take it, then you're hooked, and then they bring in the other thing. Well, if you want to get paid to not grow, we'll pay you. But when you do grow, you have to use our artificial fertilizer. So you had the artificial fertilizers come in that didn't have sulfur. So after enough time goes by, you have the plants empty of minerals because of the growing practices where you didn't replenish the minerals, and the soil would become played out and hard panned. The farmer knows what that means. It these, I got to get bigger and bigger plows because the soil is no longer real minerals, not real humic and fulvic acids, et cetera. It's just hardpan. It's all used up. We've polluted the air so that the air doesn't have the oxygen, the active forms of oxygen, ozone, which is high up in the edge of the atmosphere, where the sun's light strikes the oxygen, turns it into ozone, it becomes heavier than air, falls to earth, and that's where you get the fresh, clean smell at the seashore or a waterfall or with your fresh laundry out of the line. That freshness from the sun and the atmosphere turning the oxygen into ozone, that is nature's way of cleaning up the planet. So what we had to do was come up with supplements that would do that, that would actually give you the oxygen and give you the minerals so you can get what you need.
There's the music. The one and only Ed McCabe, Oxy Lift, Oxy Sulfur at the Power Mall Essential. I think it's important that you just don't, you know, take it for a week, nothing happened. This is a process. This is a changeover in your body. You got to take it for a little while and see what happens. And obviously, it's worked for so many people. Ed, it's an absolute pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Sure thing. Thanks, Dad.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.